The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the rising cost of fuel continues to dominate headlines as motorists and homeowners feel the pinch. Even though the price of a barrel of oil did drop in the past 48 hours, people are still reporting a litre of diesel in some parts of the country to be over the €2 mark. So is this leading to an increase in cross-border fuel shopping? Well, our reporter Josh Crosby has been visiting the forecourts across the country and he joins me on the line. So Josh, where are you now?
Good morning, Claire. I'm making my way from Dublin to Kerry, and I'm in, I suppose, one of the busiest service stations in the country, and that is the Circle K by Fermoy on the M8. Now, as I look up right now at the price display sign at the forecourt here, the prices this morning for anyone making their trip up or down the country is 182.9 for petrol and 205.9 for diesel. I left Dublin this morning, and that's what it is for diesel on the Naas Road as well. It's 2 cents more for petrol closer to Dublin than it is here at 184. Surprisingly, up the road from where I am now, around 2 kilometres closer to Fermoy Town, it's 198 for diesel. But look, with the nature of my job, Claire, I'm on the road every day, and I've seen prices of around 207. It seems to be around 205 in a lot of places for diesel. On the AA's website this morning, the pump price is 173, 172 at the pump. But to find out what it's like north of the border, I travelled up to Armagh and down yesterday. And as we know, look, it's not just petrol and diesel that's shot up in price, but home heating fuels as well. You were talking about kerosene at the start of the program, and I can safely say I did not feel to be the odd one out in a Southern Reg car, that's for sure. I pulled into some fuel depots and there were Southern Reg vans coming in loading up with bags of coal. Anyone who lives near the border is filling up their cars with petrol and diesel. And just to give you a sense of how busy it is at the moment for those selling fuel in the north, we'll hear from Shefer Hannaway from the First and Last in Jonesburg. They sell alcohol there as well and fuel, and they're literally meters, I suppose you could say, from the border. Shefer says the prices are constantly fluctuating right now.
Oh, the prices have just constantly gone up. Every day we're coming in, we're looking to see what the screens are saying and what the suppliers are saying. At the minute, some of them's not even pricing. They can't. They've a backlog now of orders in, so they can't even give you a price now. And we had a delivery in there 7:30 Monday morning. We had to ring at 10 o'clock begging for our price. We didn't even know what price to sell it at.
So you're buying and you don't know what you're paying.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, yeah.
That's when you're trying to forecast and calculate the books coming.
Yeah. Only one way is up, but I'm hoping that it will settle, but nobody knows. Coal's still the same price. There's great savings on the coal there for people, and a lot of people now maybe are going to start swaying that way.
You think there'll be more people going back to the solid fuels?
100%, yeah, without a doubt. Because they're coming up. They come up for kerosene, but the majority would come for coal and that anyway. But a lot more saying now they're going to swing back to the fires. Yeah.
And maybe before they might have got 2 bags and maybe put in an extra bag.
No, well, it's like they open the boot. How many can I fit in that boot? It's not one or two.
yeah, and see how much the arches or the suspension
will... Well, that's it too, yeah. But like our smokeless coal there at the minute, it's great value. There's a 20kg bag there for only €7.85. So there's great savings as well, you know.
When people down south hear that, that's less than a 10kg bag in Dublin.
Yeah, we've heard that, yeah. People actually would come here from the likes of Cork and further afield, you know.
Load up the van.
They load up, yeah, and they're coming down from Erie and John as well, so they're making it worth their while, you know. Everyone that comes in would say, yeah, it's just killing them down there. So they're coming for their smokeless coal as well, you know. We're all right at the minute with the coal and that, but it's the kerosene that's the big one at the minute. That's just, phones are hopping with that. What's the price today? And a few people have to say, you're sitting down. So there is good savings still on the kerosene, but it's only going to keep going up. Now, it's nowhere near what the price of it is with you guys in the south.
Shefer Hannaway in Jonesburg in Armagh. She seems to be fairly busy. And what about the shoppers themselves, Josh? Did you meet many who were up doing some cross-border shopping?
I did, Claire, and certainly not just petrol, diesel, coal or oil. People are getting, you can see them wheeling out trolleys of drinks, even pallets of drinks. They must be, I suppose, planning some big St. Patrick's Day celebrations. But when you drive into the shopping centre car parks in Newry, there's no shortage of Southern Reg cars. And look, many of them will be from Louth, so they're not travelling too far. And just, I suppose it makes sense for them to do their weekly shop and then stop off to fill the car up as well while they're there. Here are some shoppers I met who told me about the savings they make by purchasing over the border.
Yeah, definitely with fuel, but I'm not sure now with the way things are, will it be all the same? I'm not sure.
You'd always fill up the car north of the border?
Yes. And if I do run out, I'll just put a tenner in instead. until I come back.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. And would you usually do the shop over the border?
Not really, but the petrol is, or diesel is a lot cheaper at the moment. So yeah, it's a little bit in it still, I think.
So you make sure to fill up the tank?
Why not? Might as well. We did the weekend and I think it was about 10, worked at about 10 or 15 centilitre cheaper. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a lot.
Yeah, all adds up?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what about the likes of your home heating oil or coal for the fire?
No, it's all got at home. Yeah, still. We have a local guy and we support him, so yeah.
We don't live too far away, just about 10 minutes on the other side of the border.
And what about when it comes to fuel then? Petrol, diesel?
Yeah, I tend to fill this up. I was filling up in the south, giving local trade to local garages, but it comes such a big price difference. I now come to here, fill up once a week, and it saves me probably 25 quid a week at least.
There's an awful lot of people from the south. I just spoke to two ladies from Wexford.
And they come up especially to shop?
Yes.
Yep. And what about fuel then?
I found it before to be cheaper, so I'm going to just top up on the way home now.
Fill her up?
Yeah.
Every 30 minutes or so.
Okay, and would you always do the shopping over the border?
Definitely. Yeah, every time. It's a lot of savings.
What products in particular do you find can be cheaper?
Drinks. And in the plastic bottle.
And when it comes to fuel then, like the last couple of weeks, it's gone up across the board everywhere. Would you always fill up in the north or?
No, I wouldn't really actually. I probably should fill up in the north. So I'm only saving really a little bit. I'm only filling myself coming down here for the shopping. A day out, that's all I'm looking.
A day out, shoppers in Uri on the value that's to be had. Now, Shifra at the start, Josh, was selling the coal and the kerosene. But did you go into any service stations? What about the price of petrol and diesel?
I did, Claire. So I actually must have got into around 7 different petrol stations. Many people, I suppose, they talked to me just in person, but they didn't want to be recorded. Others then didn't really want me there at all on their premises. I heard how these prices are affecting the way they do business. One guy told me he stopped accepting fuel cards altogether because he feels he can be selling at a loss if he doesn't get the price for it the minute the fuel is sold. I was also told that if a supplier there is selling more than 100 litres of controlled oil, they must record the customer's name and addresses. So customs, I suppose, are trying to clamp down on this some way. Now, close to Newry, many of the service stations were around the same price, 159 for diesel, 139 for petrol. And if you convert that to euro, it's around 161 for petrol and 183 for diesel. Now, I filled up in the south on the M1 and it was 183 for unleaded, 204 for diesel, rising to 212 for the different grade, the power plus diesel. And I got just over 36 litres and it was 67 euro. That same fill in Uri would have cost me around 50 sterling. When you convert it, it's around a tenner cheaper. To hear what it's like for those in the business of selling fuel, I called into Rockmount Service Station in Uri. I met with the owner, Martin Ward. He's selling diesel for 154 and 139 pence for petrol. Martin says it's very difficult to forecast with all this uncertainty.
Twice a week we change it. We usually get one load in. We were lucky that on the Friday before this, obviously the war started on the Saturday. On the Friday we had our tanks filled up, not knowing this was happening. So we were sort of safeguarded for the first few days that we didn't have to put it up because we had the tank reserve to get rid of. We didn't need to order fuel until last Tuesday / Wednesday. And that's when it started to get costly to us, and that's when we had to increase the price.
Some people might say, oh, how come my local petrol station has gone up in price before they've even got in their next delivery?
That wouldn't happen here, and I can't see how that should be happening, personally. We can show clearly what our fuel cost coming in, so we have to put a margin on it, and that's what it's going out at.
The uncertainty.
Mr. Trump has made it totally uncertain as to what anybody's, even the markets can't judge what's going on here.
And when it comes to the price differences between North and South, is that largely down to the carbon tax and different types of...
Absolutely, at this minute in time, yes it is. And the UK government didn't put on the duties that the Irish did.
Do you think now, with this uncertainty in the fuel market, will you see a flow of Southern Regis coming up over the border?
Absolutely, yes. We have seen that. And I've lived and worked in the fuel trade on the border this, put it like this, 30, 40 years. And in the early 1980s, we used to come from the south into the north to buy all the fuel. It was cheaper then. Then in the 90s up to 2000s, it was the other way about. Everyone was going south because of the price differential on fuel plus the sterling versus the euro rate. But now at the moment, the fuel is relatively cheaper in the north of Ireland as a result of carbon taxes.
The Southern Regis, they come up with the vans to load up for bags of coal.
If the so-called customs were doing their job, they wouldn't be allowed to cross the border with the bag of coal.
Martin Ward there, who's the owner of Rockmount Service Station in Uri. And thanks to Josh Crosby, who's traversing the country, checking out the price of fuel everywhere he goes.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.